Have some. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna mawlana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم وقال تعالى لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين وكما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما ينفعنا امين يا رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته My dear respected brothers and elders and youngsters and friends Alhamdulillah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tawfiq and the ability to present ourselves in the masjid on this day of Jumu'ah this blessed day of Jumu'ah which is the leader of the week every single thing has a significant thing. Every single thing in Islam, every single month, every single year, every single angel, every single prophet, every single human being. Out of everything, there's always someone or something which is the most special. The same way that out of the angels, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam is the most special angel. Out of the prophets, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam is the greatest of all the prophets, the most special of all the prophets. Out of all the books Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, the Quran is the best of all the books. Similarly, out of all of the days of the year and out of all of the days of the week, sorry, the Yawm al-Jumu'ah, the day of Friday, is the most special day in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in many different ahadith, he emphasized the greatness or the superiority of this day over the rest of the days. For instance, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that on this day of Jumu'ah, Adam alayhi salam was created. And on this day of Jumu'ah, he was entered into Jannah. And on this day of Jumu'ah, he was extracted or taken out of Jannah. So many, many virtues of the day of Jumu'ah have been mentioned. And especially on this day of Jumu'ah, every single Muslim should endeavor and should try to send as much durood as they can upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As much salawat, as much durood sharif as they can upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith, أَكْثِرُوا بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ مَعْرُوضَةٌ عَلَيَّ That increase in your durood upon me, increase in your salutations and your salawat upon me, because your salawat, your durood are actually presented to me. So any durood sharif a person sends, when a person says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, durood sharif is something that India, Pakistan, Bangladesh say durood sharif. Otherwise the Arabs, they call it salawat. So any salawat that a person sends, any durood sharif a person sends, this is taken and presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember, greater than durood is actually salam. Greater than durood, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Muhammad. Greater than durood is salam. And how do we know this? Because in the ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ. Allah ta'ala says, oh, you who have brought iman, صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ. Send salawat, اللهم صلي على محمد, to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then Allah ta'ala says, وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Allah repeats the word salam twice. سَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. It's like in Arabic, this is a certain noun which is used in Arabic to emphasize the action. For example, if I said Zaydun daraba darban, Zayd hit intensely, or akala aklan, he ate so much, to emphasize the eating or to emphasize the hitting. Allah Ta'ala is saying, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but even more than salawat, send salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why some scholars have actually gathered 40 durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they have encompassed 25 durood, salawat, and then 15 salam at the end. So in our tashahud that we read, attahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. We don't say assalatu alayka ayyuhan nabi, right? What do we say? Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. Because the salam for the humans is greater than salat. So when we go to the grave or to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we send salam upon him. The salam is the greater thing for us. And in the hadith when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, he uses the word salam. That when we send salam, this salam is conveyed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To the extent that some ulama who have written books on the fada'il and the virtues of Durood Sharif, they mention that when a person walks into their house, what are we supposed to say when we walk into our houses? Salam, assalamu alaykum. If there's anyone present, we say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, nice and loudly and clearly. And this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the sunnah of the sahaba, that when they would enter into the houses, the first thing they would say nice and loudly and clearly, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And then you read the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayral mawlaji wa khayral makhraji, bismillahi walajna wa bismillahi kharajna wa ala Allahi rabbina tawakkalna. Such a beautiful dua. Unfortunately, the problem with us is we hear many things, but we don't practice them. So when we enter the homes, many of us don't read this dua. When we leave the home, we don't read the dua. Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allahi, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, whoever, when they are leaving their home, they read this dua, Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, shaitan is gobsmacked. Shaitan is, he's struck with a blow. And he says, قَدْ هُدِيَّ وَكُفِيَّ. And one shaitan says to another, in his despair, كَيْفَ بِرَجُلٍ قَدْ هُدِيَّ وَكُفِيَّ وَوُقِيَّ. How can you attack a person, or how can you harm a person who has been protected by Allah, who Allah is looking after, who, you know, Allah is managing all of their affairs? How can you affect them? You can't do anything to them. So Rasulullah says, when you leave your house and you read this dua, Allah Ta'ala protects your family. Allah Ta'ala protects your affairs in your home. So when you return, inshallah, your family are safe and sound. All the affairs, all the matters you've entrusted to your family members are safe and sound and are looked after. So these are simple du'as. So the point I was trying to make is, when we come into our homes, we're supposed to say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. However, many ulama who have written books of Durood Sharif, they mention, the adab is, the etiquette is, that when you walk into your homes, and if there is nobody there, then you should say, Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Because there's nobody else there. There's no human beings there. Right? There may be jinnat, there may be malaika, angels. So you say, Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Because as soon as you say this, this is conveyed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And another point that they mention is, every single person should try their best to become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should all try to stay away from sins. We should all try to stay away from the anger of Allah ta'ala, doing things which Allah ta'ala dislikes. Because every single person who sits in tashahud does dua for all of the pious people. When we read the tashahud, we say, Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. O Allah, send salam upon me and upon all of your righteous servants. So imagine if you are a righteous servant, imagine if you are a pious person, then every single Muslim man, woman, child who reads their namaz, who reads their salah, is doing dua for you. Because they are saying, Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Encompasses all of Allah's pious servants. So every single Muslim, when they perform salah, they are actually doing dua for all of the pious people. So my respected friends and brothers and elders, I was mentioning that this day of Friday is a very important day. And a person should practice on this day of Friday, especially they should increase upon their durood. And as I always mention, durood is not something, the salawat is not something that a person should just make a habit of reciting when they are walking and they are talking and they are moving. Rather, we should make a practice of sitting down in one place, quietly, when there are no distractions, and a person should do the salawat. Whether it's 10 minutes, whether it's 5 minutes, whether it's 15 minutes, this is more effective than a person just walking around. It's good also. A person is working, they're at their job for 6, 7, 8 hours. So whilst they are working, they recite durood sharif, that's fine. But remember, it's like medicine. I'm supposed to be taking medicine, but I'm not swallowing it. I'm just throwing it over my shoulder, over my back, over my head, left, right, center. I'm not swallowing it, because I'm not paying any attention. If I'm not concentrating on the spoon, where the spoon is going, am I ingesting the medicine or not? Am I swallowing the medicine or not? I may miss the target, I may not swallow it. Similarly, when a person is doing any dhikr of Allah, recitation of the Qur'an, salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are not concentrating, then many times they don't know what they're saying. They're not focusing on Allah Ta'ala, they're not focusing on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this tawajjuh, this focus, is very, very important. A person with a little bit of tawajjuh and focus, whatever they recite is more effective than someone who recites lots and lots and lots of numbers, but they have no focus. So if I said, take out my tasbih and I say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi, I'm watching Manchester United losing to Liverpool, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't know what I'm saying with my mouth, my brain is not here with my dhikr. My brain and my mind is somewhere else. So that dhikr is not effective. It's like someone trying to take medicine. He's not looking at the spoon. He's just, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's missing the target. So that's why it's very important. The scholars of spirituality, they say, when we do any dhikr, and including durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have a fixed time where we can sit down and we can recite and we can concentrate. Even if it's reciting the tilawat of the Qur'an or anything, we need to have a quiet time where we can sit down and we can reflect. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to say that when you are reciting the Qur'an, your intention should not be, when is the ayat going to finish? When is the surah going to finish? When is the juz, the para going to finish? This should not be your intention. Rather, every ayah of the Qur'an you recite, you should ponder and you should reflect. And this is how a person builds a ta'alluq with the Qur'an. Someone who does not know Arabic, they can use the means of the translations. They can sit in the gatherings of the tafsir which take place in the masjid. But this is how we increase our muhabbat. Just by reciting, without tawajjuh, without concentration, unfortunately many times it does not benefit us in the same way. It's like you'll get 2%, 3%, 4% of the benefit, and you're missing out on 95% of the benefit. But if you took out some time, you sat down in a quiet place when the children are sleeping, when the wife has gone doing her own business, and when everybody is minding their own business, and you have got some quiet time, and you finish your job and everything, and now you know that this is quiet time, this is my time. This is when you sit down, you open the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you sit down with your tasbih and you do some dhikr of Allah, and this is the most effective. So the ulama mentioned on the day of Jumu'ah, a person should try and do minimum 1,000 durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a person who thinks this is too high a target, they keep a lower target, 100, 200, 300. But remember, some people have an objection to a number. They say, why are you fixing a number? When did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever fix a number for dhikr? But remember, this number is just to encourage us to get to a target. If I don't have a number, then many times a day will go, I won't do anything because I don't have a number. I'll say whenever I feel like it, I'll do it. Whenever I don't feel like it, I won't do it. But if I have a fixed number that today I need to do 200 durood upon Rasulullah, doesn't matter when, I need to fit it in. And then a person will get it done because they're working towards it. Some people say this, why are you fixing an amount of dhikr? When did Rasulullah ever fix, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ever fix an amount of dhikr? Why are you fixing an amount of durood, amount of istighfar? When did Rasulullah ever fix an amount or stipulate an amount? The reality is he never did. He never stipulated an amount. But we don't do this because we think it's necessary to stipulate an amount. We do this so we motivate ourselves or we encourage ourselves that I need to meet a certain target. It's like somebody who wants to finish a book and he says, you know what, every day I'm going to read 10 pages and that way I'll finish the book in, I don't know, 100 days or 50 days or 10 days or whatever. Similarly, you know that I want to get close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want to increase on the durood I do every single day. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Inna lillahi malaikatan sayyahina fil ard." There are some angels who just wander or who just travel on the earth, and they look for people who send salawat upon me, and they take their salawat and they present them in front of me. So any salat or any salam that we send upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is automatically presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unfortunately, our connection with the durood and with the salawat is breaking, and people don't recite it much. Our connection with any form of dhikr is breaking, and especially with, you know, with the Quran tilawa, with the salawat, with istighfar. These things, remember, are very, very important. This is nourishment for the soul. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the great scholars of the past, he used to say that in the morning when a person wakes up, when he would sit down after Salatul Fajr and he would start his wird of Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, and he would recite it. You know, some people, they question and they say, where do these practices come from? Reciting a fixed amount of dhikr. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah, one of the great scholars, very controversial figure. Some people say this about him, some people say the other about him. But a person cannot deny the great qualities Allah has blessed anyone with. So he would sit from Salatul Fajr till sunrise and reciting only one thing, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Remember, this is one of the greatest dhikrs a person can do, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Shaykh ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi, in his book Al-Wabil al-Sayyib, he has a whole chapter talking about Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, saying that this sentence, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, may contain Allah Ta'ala's Ismul A'zam, Allah Ta'ala's greatest name. Whenever a person should do dua, even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would do dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika astaghith. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, I am asking you with your rahmah, through the means of your rahmah, through the intercession of your rahmah. So he would sit and he would recite Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum from Fajr till sunrise. Someone said, Shaykh, one time, can you just come and do nashta, come and have some breakfast, and then you can sit, do your dhikr. He would say, this is the ghidha, this is the nashta, this is the breakfast of my ruh, of my soul. If I do not have this, then there is no point in me feeding my body. And for those who are close to Allah Ta'ala and who on a daily basis recite a lot of dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, remember Allah Ta'ala excessively, they feel that when they do not do dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, they feel dead. They feel spiritually empty. And for them, dhikr is more important than their breakfast, than their food, than their drink. Because your ruh is more important than your body. Unfortunately, the problem with us is our ruh is dead. Our ruh is dead, our ruh is black, it's darkened with the sins, with the love of the world, with the love of materialistic wealth, money, power, authority. What do people say about me? Do people like me? Do people hate me? Why do people hate me? Why doesn't everybody like me? All of these things and thoughts that a person goes through, this affects and dampens and blackens the ruh and darkens the soul. Rather, a person should be very carefree, very relaxed, very content, that I'm a mu'min, and like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How amazing is the condition of a mu'min. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. Every single matter of the mu'min, every single situation that the believer goes through is good for them. إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. If he goes through a good time, he does shukr. He expresses gratitude to Allah. If he goes through, and this is good for him. If he goes through a difficult time, he has patience, and this is good for him. So this is how a mu'min is. His heart is always connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He always looks at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not look at anybody else. He does not look at anything else. And remember, someone who only focuses on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala says that he is enough for them. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever relies only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala is sufficient for them. They don't need anybody else. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith that لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ, narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi in Sunan, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ لَرُزِقْتُمْ كَمَا يُرْزَقُ الطَّيْرِ تَغْدُو خِمَاصًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. If only you relied on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you depended on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you had tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way you should have, the way it is your right to do so, as someone who Allah is always looking after, someone whose body would go out of control if Allah stopped managing it for a single second. If only you relied upon Allah Ta'ala, Allah would have fed you and Allah would have clothed you and Allah would have given you rizq and sustenance the way He gives it to the birds. The bird, when he leaves its nest or when it leaves its nest in the morning, it is empty-bellied, it has no food. But when he returns home at night, it is full. Where does its food come from? Where does its sustenance come from? Only Allah Ta'ala knows. Allah is the one who looks after it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Allah would look after you in the same way, if only you had the correct amount of tawakkul. So many ayat of the Qur'an, Allah Ta'ala mentions, فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you are truly believers, then you will have tawakkul. Tawakkul means that I rely on Allah Ta'ala 100%. Whatever Allah Ta'ala wishes for me is good for me.
or whatever Allah Ta'ala wishes, even if it looks difficult for me, it is still good for me. Because my Allah is my creator, He is the one who has taken responsibility for all of my matters, all of my problems, everything. Allah will look after me. Allah Ta'ala cares for me. Allah Ta'ala loves me. Right? So this is why it's very, very important, especially in this day and age, my dear respected brothers and elders, that we need to build our love and our ta'alluq and our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the method of building ta'alluq and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through intense remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and through following the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the evidence, the dalil, the sign of a person's muhabba and love for Allah Ta'ala is how much do they follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the ulama mention, how do you weigh a person's love for Allah Ta'ala? They say the yardstick that you use, the measurement that you use, the measuring tape that you use, is the following of the sunnah. The more they follow the sunnah in their outward and internal life, this is the greater dalil and the greater emphasis on their love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala clearly tells us in the Quran, "Qul in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah." Say, O believers, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the people, "In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah," if you truly profess and claim to love Allah Ta'ala, "fattabi'uni," then follow me, meaning follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "yuhibbukum Allah," Allah will love you. Meaning love for Allah Ta'ala entails following the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all of the pious people, starting from the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een, all the way down till all of the pious saints and servants of Allah Ta'ala, every single one of them competed with one another in how much they could follow the sunnah and the methods and the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum did not just have a lip service love for Rasulullah. That, "Oh Rasulullah, I love you. Oh Rasulullah, I love you." And then that's it. Let's go to sleep. Let's forget about everything else. But they would say, "Ya Rasulullah, I love you. Whatever you want me to do, I will do for you now." One of the Sahaba, his name is not coming, I think Sayyidina Khuraym radiallahu anhu, initially there was an incident is mentioned. Hafiz ibn Asakir rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned this incident in his Tariq Dimishq. He mentions that Sayyidina Khuraym radiallahu anhu had a habit of lengthening his hair till it used to go past his shoulders. And his trousers would go below his ankles. So this was probably in the early days. So once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting with another Sahabi, and he said, "Ni'ma ar-rajulu Khuraym." How good a person is Khuraym, if only he did not lengthen his jumma, his long hair, too much, and if only he did not do isbal of his izar, he did not let his izar, his trousers, go below his ankles. Someone conveyed this to Sayyidina Khuraym radiallahu anhu. What did Sayyidina Khuraym do? Automatically he took a shafra, a scissors, or a knife, and he cut his hair till it reached his earlobes. And then automatically he cut off whatever part of his trousers was below his ankles till it was halfway between his thighs. This is how the Sahaba showed their love for Rasulullah. Love does not mean, like the famous poem, I think Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, "تعصي الإله وأنت تظهر حبه هذا محال في القياس بديع لو كان حبك صادقا لأطعته إن المحب لمن يحب مطيع تعصي الإله وأنت تظهر حبه." You disobey Allah Ta'ala, but you say I love him. You disobey Allah, but you say I love him. هذا محال في القياس بديع. This is impossible. This does not work. Logically, this is impossible. لو كان حبك صادقا لأطعته. If your muhabbat, if your love was true for Allah Ta'ala, then you would obey him. Anything Allah Ta'ala wanted you to do, you would do. إن المحب لمن يحب مطيع. The lover, the عاشق, whatever his ma'shuq, whatever his beloved tells him to do, he is ready to do it. He is ready to give his jaan, he is ready to sacrifice himself for the sake of his beloved. So we say with our mouths that we love Rasulullah, but our lifestyles could not be further away from the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to one Sahabi, "Ya Rasulullah, I love you." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Are you sure you love me?" He said, "I love you. Are you sure you love me? I love you. Are you sure you love me?" He said, "Yes, I love you, Ya Rasulullah." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Then know that those people who love me, difficulties and hardships will come to them the same way rain flows from the top of a valley or top of a hill to the bottom of the hill. Very fast pace. Similarly, difficulties and hardships and takleef and mashaqqat will come into your life. Be ready for it." And in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا حَمَاهُ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا يَحْمِي أَحَدُكُمْ سَقِيمَهُ الْمَاءَ. أو كَمَا قَالُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. That when Allah Ta'ala loves a servant, He protects him from the dunya. He protects him from too much money, too much fame, too much glamour and glitter of the worldly luxuries. The same way one of you will protect your ill people. You won't let them go near water. Imagine if someone has a fever or a flu. You won't let them go near cold water because this will harm their health even more. Allah Ta'ala protects His beloved people from the dunya in that very same way. So my dear respected brothers and elders, it's very important that our love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is real love. And when it's real love, then even if our actions may be less, our actions can never be like the actions of the Sahaba. Even if our actions may be less, still we will be united with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. I will leave you with one hadith in the Majma' al-Zawaid of Imam al-Haythami rahmatullahi alayhi. Sahih hadith is mentioned that one Sahabi, he had so much love for, like all the Sahaba, he had so much love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he would sit at home. And he would come into the majlis of gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam just to take a look at his face, and then he would go back home. So he'd sit out, and then one day he said, "Ya Rasulullah, you know I love you so much. So I sit at home and I'm with my family and I just think about you, and I have to come to the masjid and I have to just see your face, and then I go back home." And he says, "Ya Rasulullah, and I always think that we will all have to inevitably die one day, and then when we die, you will go to Jannah." And when you go to Jannah, then you know turfa ma'an nabiyyin, you will be lifted with the prophets and the anbiya alayhimus salam. And if I go to Jannah, I will be on a very low stage. So I don't know, how will I see you in Jannah? Look at this. Look at the way the Sahabi is thinking. And then Allah Ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the narration mentions he was quiet. He didn't say anything. It's a very good question. Because the Sahaba, they're showing their love, but they're thinking in the Akhirat. Because for them, life is nothing. I can die today. It doesn't matter. But Akhirat is the real deal, and my real deal in the Akhirat, I cannot be with my beloved because he will be with the elite and I will be with the normal people. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was quiet, and then Sayyidina Jibril alayhi salam came with the ayat of the Quran, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Those people who follow and they obey Allah and His Messenger, then they will be مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ, with the angels, وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ, and with the truthful people, وَالشُهَدَاء, and with the martyrs, and وَالصَّالِحِينَ, with the righteous people. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. How amazing, how good friends and companionship is that, that in Jannah we will be with these people. So ulama say, look, no, we can never be on their same level, of course not. But we will get the tawfiq, or those people who follow them will get the ability every day to visit them. Visit them, it's the same way you have a poor person who lives in his simple house, or you have a rich person who lives in his mansion. But they're friends. So the poor person, he goes to visit the rich person whenever he wants to. He can't live in his house, but he can go to visit him whenever he wants to. Similarly in Jannah, these people will have the ability to visit the prophets, the pious people, all of these people, whenever they want to. Allah Ta'ala make us from these people. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to practice whatever has been heard and said. Just before Adhan, I'll mention it again after Adhan, inshallah. This Saturday, tomorrow, inshallah, we have a very important conference, our annual Seerah conference. All of the speeches will be delivered in English. There'll be food served after for brothers and sisters upstairs as well. Please, everybody who is sitting here, please make sure you attend and tell other people to attend as well. Inshallah, it'll be very, very beneficial. We want everyone to come, as much people as possible, inshallah, and do dua for the success of the conference. Jazakallah khair.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
Your brother's requested to come forward and perform the sunnahs. It's holiday season, so there'll be more people today. Please fill in the gaps.
ساتھی سنتوں سے فارغ ہو کر نمازیوں کا خیال رکھتے ہوئے آگے خالی جگہ بالکل نہ چھوڑیں. آج چھٹیاں ہیں, بچے بھی اسکول کے آئے ہوں گے, تو بالکل آگے خالی جگہ نہ چھوڑیں, آگے جگہ مکمل کریں اور پھر بعد میں ساتھی بیٹھتے جائیں. یہ پچھلے جمعے میں جو مسجد کی کلیکشن ہوئی ہے یہ 1515 پاؤنڈ ہے, 1550 پاؤنڈ یہ لاسٹ فرائیڈے مسجد کی کلیکشن ہوئی ہے. اللہ پاک آپ کے تعاون کو اپنے دربار میں قبول و مقبول فرمائے اور آپ کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ فرمائے. اور اسی طرح ایک بہن انتقال کر گئی ہیں اور دعاؤں کی درخواست کی ہے, ان کے لیے خصوصی دعا فرمائیں کہ اللہ پاک ان کی مغفرت فرمائے اور ان کے درجات کو بلند فرمائے. حاجی مہندی صاحب کافی دنوں سے ہسپتال میں ہیں, بیمار ہیں, اور درمیان میں ایک ہفتہ الحمدللہ آپ حضرات کی دعاؤں سے اچھے ہو گئے تھے, پھر ان کی طبیعت کچھ خراب ہو گئی ہے, تو ان کے لیے خصوصی دعاؤں کی درخواست کی ہے. خصوصی دعا فرمائیں کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالی انہیں شفائے کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ نصیب فرمائے. 100 پاؤنڈ بھی مسجد کے لیے دیے ہیں, اللہ پاک انہیں شفائے کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ نصیب فرمائے, تو خصوصی دعاؤں کی ان کے لیے بھی درخواست ہے. اسی طرح حاجی نور الہی صاحب کی طرف سے 30 پاؤنڈ مسجد کو دیے ہیں اور دعاؤں کی درخواست کی ہے, ان کے لیے بھی دعا فرمائیں, اللہ پاک ان کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ فرمائے. اور اسی طرح کچھ اور ساتھیوں نے جو بیمار ہیں دعاؤں کی درخواست کی تھی, سب کے لیے جتنے بھی بیمار ہیں خصوصاً ہمارے نمازیوں میں سے گھروں میں ہیں یا اسپتالوں میں ہیں, سب بیماروں کے لیے اور جتنے بھی دنیا میں مسلمان بیمار ہیں سب کے لیے دعا فرمائیں کہ اللہ پاک سب کو شفائے کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ نصیب فرمائے. اور ایک اہم اعلان کہ اتوار سے, کل رات سے بلکہ ہفتے اور اتوار کی رات سے ایک گھنٹہ ایک پیچھے آ جائے گا, ایک گھنٹہ پیچھے آ جائے گا, تو اس کا ساتھی خیال رکھیں کہ ہر نماز اس حساب سے اتوار والے دن, سنڈے والے دن فجر کی نماز سے ہر نماز ایک گھنٹہ یہ پیچھے ہو جائے گی, لیکن دو نمازیں جو فجر کی نماز ہیں اور عشاء کی نماز ہیں اس میں تھوڑی تبدیلی آ جائے گی. فجر کی نماز ابھی تو 7 بجے ہے, یہ انشاءاللہ سنڈے والے دن سے فجر سے یہ 6:30 بجے ہو جائے گی, تو اس کا بھی ساتھی خیال رکھیں. اور جو عشاء کی نماز ہے یہ 7 بجے ہو جائے گی, اور باقی ساری نمازیں ایک گھنٹہ پیچھے آ جائیں گی. جیسے ظہر کی نماز ہے 2 بجے, تو یہ 1 بجے ہو جائے گی, تو اگلا جمعہ بھی اس حساب سے 1 بجے ہوگا, تو اس کا ساتھی خیال رکھیں. اور ٹائم ٹیبل کے اندر کچھ لکھائی میں, کمپیوٹر میں لکھائی میں کچھ لکھنے میں فرق آ گیا ہے, باقی ٹائم جو لکھا ہوا ہے وہ صحیح ہے, لیکن جو گھنٹہ چینج بتایا گیا ہے وہ بجائے پیچھے آنے کا آگے کہہ دیا ہے کہ 1 گھنٹہ گھڑیاں آگے چلی جائیں گی, وہ آگے نہیں ہیں وہ پیچھے ہیں, تو باقی جو لکھا ہوا ہے وہ بالکل صحیح ہے, تو اس کا ساتھی خیال رکھیں اس کا بھی. جزاک اللہ.
Just in English to reiterate what Murana said, so from Sunday the clocks are going back 1 hour, so please bear that in mind when you come for Salat. So all of the namaz times will be going back 1 hour except for Fajr and Isha. Fajr will go to 6:30 or Isha. Kitne baje? Saare 7 baje. Isha will stay at 7 o'clock. So just please bear that in mind from Sunday, inshallah. And one more time, we'll make the announcement for on tomorrow, Saturday, from Asr Salah till Isha Salah. We have a very important conference in our masjid, the Sira conference. So inshallah, we do want everybody to attend. So brothers as well to attend, and sisters as well. So sisters, there'll be facilities upstairs. So please do pass on the message to others, and please do make sure that everybody attends inshallah for this conference. Inshallah, it'll be very beneficial. And please do dua as well, that Allah Ta'ala make this a means of guidance and hidayat for the people who attend as well, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله مخرج اوليائه من الظلمات الى النور ومورد أعدائه ورطات الغرور وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله المخرج للخلائق من الديجور صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين لم تغرهم الحياة الدنيا ولم يغرهم بالله الغرور صلاة تتوالى على ممر الدهور ومكر الساعات والشهور أما بعد فمفتاح السعادة التيقظ والفطنة ومنبع الشقاوة الغرور والغفلة فالأكياس هم الذين انشرحت صدورهم للاقتداء بدلائل الاهتداء والمغرور هو الذي ضاق صدره عن الهدى باتباع الهوى فلم ينفتح بصيرته ليكون بهداية نفسه كفيلا وبقي في العمى فاتخذ النفس قائده والشيطان دليلا ومن كان في هذه أعمى فهو في الآخرة أعمى وأضل سبيلا وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى فيه فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور وقال تعالى ولكنكم فتنتم أنفسكم وتربصتم وارتبتم وغرتكم الأماني حتى جاء أمر الله وغركم بالله الغرور وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن يتبعون إلا الظن وما تهوى الأنفس ولقد جاءهم من ربهم الهدى أم للإنسان ما تمنى فلله الآخرة والأولى بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات وذكر الحكيم استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم إن الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأيها الإخوة الأعزاء أوصيكم ونفسي أولًا بتقوى الله والمواظبة على ذكر الله على خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار من أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمن الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين
اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم وفق ولاة المسلمين لما تحب وترضى. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Please straighten the rules for Salah. So for the rules, خالی جگہوں کو پورا فرما دیجئے. If there's any gaps in front of you, please just walk forward and fill that gap up. شروع کر دو نماز.
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ اشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ حی علی الصلاۃ حی علی الصلاۃ حی علی الفلاح حی علی الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم السلام كالسلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا سميع الدعاء يا مجيب قريب برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى واجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم لا تقتلنا بغضبك ولا تهلكنا بعذابك وعافنا قبل ذلك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ومن عذاب النار ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا دعاء إلا أجبته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم